Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. May the force be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show. I know KP's back, and I'm excited too. She's one of the top social media experts on the planet, and my company's social media guru. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and she's our good friend Kathy. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back. So, you got some good stuff here to talk to us about. Let's talk about YouTube first. What are they doing to keep us engaged?
Well, YouTube really wants to have people stay on YouTube and start engaging. So they're really creating a community environment, much like they're adopting some of the things that you might see over in Facebook or Twitter. And when you have over 10,000 followers on your YouTube channel, then you're going to see a community tab. And that community tab is going to let you actually do, make posts and contacts similar to friends on Facebook. You can do text updates. You can do quick, short videos. It's really to have a community environment for your audience. And they're just wanting to make it a lot more like a platform that you are conversing on, as opposed to people just going and watching videos there. So you can actually create a group and have different private groups, private conversations, allowing you to share videos with just that group. So it's a lot different. They're really trying to make some enhancements on the YouTube environment.
So are
I think that they're seeing a lot of competition with Facebook videos.
I was going to say, are they trying to become a little more like a hybrid, a video slash Facebook type of thing? Is that what they're trying to do?
Yeah, I think so.
Because most people use Facebook, it changed their environment. Most people use YouTube as a one-off, almost entertainment. I go in and I search for some information. I watch a couple of videos.
Right.
Maybe I watch a couple I didn't think I was going to watch, and then I'm out of there.
Exactly. And so what they're trying to do is have you stay there, and for the channels and the, you know, the people that you do want to get more of their information.
So if I'm a fly fisherman, instead of building a fly fisherman community in Facebook and then going over to YouTube and watching a video on fly fishing, just build that fly fishing community right there where the videos are on Facebook. I mean, on YouTube.
Not on Facebook, on YouTube.
I meant YouTube. Yes. I meant to say YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's really, you know, because like when Facebook came out with Stories and Facebook came out with their videos, and they really are trying to capture that audience and keep them in Facebook, YouTube's realizing, hey, we have to do the same. And so they've decided that would be a good place, so you can do reels and groups and have those private conversations and short 30-second clips from your smartphones. And so they're definitely playing to, hey, let's create this community and let's keep people here.
And the thing,
it's probably smart.
The thing that I developed, I wrote a book about where this is going. That'll be out later this year. all about how we're making the transition from analog ethics to digital ethics. And so,
absolutely,
as YouTube and Facebook compete with each other for eyeballs, the question is, how ethical are they going to be about that? And what are they willing to do? What are they willing to do to manipulate, to violate even? with the big data power that they have in their hands? Are they willing, you know, and maybe not today, maybe not in 5 years from now, but what about 20 years from now? What are they willing to do?
Right.
To know about you and to manipulate
people
you.
Are going to have to read your book. Absolutely.
Well, I'm only pointing this out to say that's my justification for talking about it, because I've done the research on this, what I'm trying to get people to realize is what you're describing has an ethical element that most people don't think about like that.
When you and I talk about
when you give us these reports, people don't automatically say, well, okay, if they're trying to get me to spend more time in a community there, are there ethical elements there that they're violating that I might not like just because it's more convenient? Hold on to that thought, Kathy. We're going to take a quick break. KathyPerry.com, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. We'll come back. We're going to talk about Google. And I've got another question I want to ask her about Google that she didn't know I was going to ask. Tweetail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.